This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram that left three people dead, five others wounded Monday. More from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Authorities tweeted confirmation that 37-year-old Gukman Tenise had been taken into custody. The city of Utrecht was placed in lockdown after the shooting occurred shortly after rush hour. Police conducted raids in several locations as they treated the incident as a terrorist attack. But hours later, the gunman's motive was still unclear. A prosecutor suggested he may have been motivated by, quote, family reasons. Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency, quoting family members, said the suspect fired at a relative on the tram, then shot at others who tried to help her. Local schools had been urged to keep their doors closed, and security was stepped up at airports, mosques and transport hubs.
Door een aanslag in Utrecht.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte convened crisis talks immediately after the shooting, which took place just days after a lone gunman killed 50 people at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. At least two people have died and 90 others fell ill from food poisoning in Uganda. As a result, the nation has halted the distribution of the United Nations food supplement called Super Cereal. Victims include 12 children younger than five. The World Food Program, which sent the cereal along with sugar and oil to the Ugandan region, has not confirmed the reports of the deaths, but it said it treats the situation with extreme urgency. The United Nations panel of experts on North Korea has released a report detailing how the country evades sanctions with tactics such as illegal ship-to-ship transfers of embargoed goods and the operation of upfront companies abroad. In it, it says the United States needs to target banks that facilitate illicit transactions. This is VOA News. While the death toll is not as significant as initial estimates, Mozambique's leader believes more than 1,000 people may have been killed by a cyclone. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Speaking to State Radio Mozambique, the president says he believes the death count will be more like 1,000. The Red Cross says that 90% of Beira in Mozambique, which has a population of 500,000, has been damaged or destroyed. The port city has been severely battered by the cyclone, cutting electricity, forcing the airport to shut down, and stopping road access to the rest of the country. The cyclone first hit Beira last week and has since moved inland to Zimbabwe and Malawi. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Pentagon has released a list of hundreds of military projects that might be scrapped or scaled back to free up money for President Trump's southern border wall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a 20-page list of projects across the U.S. and around the world worth about $13 billion that might be slashed to make way for the border wall. House Democrats say when their colleagues see military plans being scaled back in their communities, it might push them to vote to override President Trump's veto of the measure that would negate his emergency declaration. One example, North Carolina, home to GOP Senator Tom Tillis, where $100 million is planned for water treatment improvements at Camp Lejeune and airfield security upgrades at the Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station. But Republican leaders predict the veto override effort will fail. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that she will do everything in her power to deny a platform to the white supremacists accused of gunning down 50 people at two mosques.
He sought many things from his act of terror, but one was notoriety. And that is why you will never hear me mention his name. He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist. But he will, when I speak, be nameless.
Ardern also said their cabinet has made decisions about the reform of gun laws following Friday's massacre at the two mosques. In addition, the bodies of all 50 people killed at the mosque will be returned to the families by Wednesday for burial, as soon as possible in accordance with Muslim tradition. Afghanistan authorities confirmed Monday that the Taliban captured 58 government forces during recent fighting in a northwestern district bordering the area. Another 58 Afghan soldiers who had taken refuge in a neighboring Central Asian country after fleeing the insurgent offensive have been returned home. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.